You're listening to SBS News.
Rugby player Israel Folau's online campaign to raise money for his legal fight against his former employee, Rugby Australia, has been shut down. GoFundMe Australia removed Folau's page, which had raised more than $750,000, and promised to return the money to the donors. In a statement, GoFundMe Australia's regional manager, Nicola Britton, announced after evaluating Folau's campaign, they deemed it in breach of the website's terms of service.
As a company, we are absolutely committed to the fight for equality for LGBTIQ plus people and fostering an environment of inclusivity. While we welcome GoFundMe's engaging in diverse civil debate, we do not tolerate the promotion of discrimination or exclusion.
The decision by the crowdfunding website has been warmly welcomed by members of the public.
It's a good thing, I think, because he's got enough money as it is and he doesn't need any more money.
Sacking him from his job, that was a good thing to do. And scrapping the fund is also a good thing that has happened.
Because if he's so determined to put his views across, then he should. As you say, he's not short of a penny, so he should be able to fund it himself.
What he said, it was really like nasty stuff, so like why should the public be paying for that?
Rugby Australia terminated Folau's multi-million dollar contract in March after he posted on social media a biblical quote which was deemed homophobic. The rugby peak body had warned Folau in the past about his contract obligations, which include how players interact on social media. In the wake of Rugby Australia's decision, Folau launched a GoFundMe page asking the public for $3 million in donations to fund his legal case against his former employer. Folau says his legal battle would be the fight of his life.
It is my duty as a Christian to share God's word. Rugby Australia tore up my employment contract for doing just that.
But the multi-millionaire has been slammed for using the crowdfunding platform, which is primarily a website used to raise money to help pay for sick children's medical fees. Former Wallaby, now journalist Peter Fitzsimmons, says any sympathy people had for Folau's termination was lost when he launched a GoFundMe page.
You know, you got your $7 million property portfolio, you've earned $12 million, whatever it is, and football, you know, by all means, take the fight to the law courts, but you bloody well fund it.
Folau has responded to GoFundMe's removal of his campaign. In a statement from the player's spokesperson, they say Folau found it very disappointing.
Unfortunately, GoFundMe has buckled to demands against the freedom of Australians to donate to his cause. There appears to be a continuing campaign of discrimination against Israel and his supporters.
Folau supporters, however, say GoFundMe's decision is hypocritical. The Australian Christian Lobby's managing director, Martin Ills, says Folau's religious freedoms are being breached.
They're discriminating while saying that they believe in non-discrimination. They're excluding while they say that they believe in inclusion. It makes absolutely no sense. I think they should be clear and say, do you know what the truth is? We just really don't like what he believes.
While Australian Liberal Senator Erica Betts says regardless of Folau's beliefs, he has every right to take Rugby Australia to court.
You don't have to agree with Israel Folau to agree, one, that he's allowed to say what he said, and secondly, that he is entitled to test in a tribunal whether or not the law protects him.
Despite GoFundMe removing Israel Folau's campaign, it looks unlikely to deter the former Wallaby from his plan to take Rugby Australia to court over what he believes is an unlawful termination of contract. Folau is seeking up to $10 million in damages in the case, which could set an important precedent for religious freedoms in Australia. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.